They are everywhere, on park benches, bus stops, everywhere across the United States on streets. When we see them, we often look away, ignore them, try our best to avoid them so they won't ask you for some spare change, or sometimes maybe even think, what if I was in their shoes and give them some spare change to help them out? Worn out clothes, dirty faces, holding a piece of cardboard saying, homeless, please help, God bless and thank you. Homeless people in modern society are seen as lazy bums who may or may not be on drugs and are crazy. They are seen as failures. But in reality, they are just struggling for basic life necessities and have become victims of hate crime. The combination of mental illness, substance abuse, and lack of hygiene make it difficult for homeless people to receive employment and a residency. But people are quick to judge and aren't understanding of what certain people have gone through. Having a mental illness while being homeless can seem quite overwhelming. Where do you go for help? According to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, more than 124,000 out of the 610,000 homeless people across the USA suffer from severe mental illness, all which includes schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, and severe depression. We might think that because they have a mental illness, they are much more dangerous. Even if they do not have a mental illness, we still think they are scary, crazy, or dangerous. Regardless of what they have been through, are currently going through, what their story is, we will keep thinking they are less of a person than those who do have a home or a job. Homeless people do indeed have a home. It's not somewhere they have keys to, have a bed to come to every night, but their home is public streets. They do have a job, and that is to keep him or herself safe from the cruel people who take advantage of them. With that being said, an article about homeless being targets of crime by Merrill Balasone states, new data shows homeless people nationwide were singled out in more than 1,000 attacks over the last 11 years by perpetrators motivated by anti-homeless hostility and a perception of their victims as easy targets. They're the new minority group in America, and people think it's okay to hate them and, worst of all, hurt them. Homeless people have become victims of hate crime. When cities pass laws that target homeless people, they send a message to the communities that homeless people are not as valuable in the public eye as those with homes, says Tolan Ozderger, a civil rights attorney at the National Law of Center on Homelessness and Poverty. These are some of the reasons why homeless people are marginalized in the U.S. Mental illness makes it hard for them to get jobs, which makes it hard to find a home when they aren't receiving any type of income, and having to worry about their own protection because at any moment, someone can attack them because they are simply homeless. Here are some solutions to helping homeless people with a mental illness and how attacks on homeless can be brought to justice. Unprovoked beatings of homeless soaring, an article by Todd Lewin explains a way in which mentally ill homeless people can be helped. Two strategies gaining favor in treating the homeless who are mentally ill are the housing first approach, which puts homeless individuals into housing first, then treats their ailments, and permanent supportive housing, which couples housing with counseling and access to meds. This strategy is rapidly moving mentally ill homeless off the streets, but because of the lack of federal and political commitment, it's not happening fast enough. 26 members of Congress have asked the Government Accountability Office to determine if attacks on the homeless should be classified as hate crimes under federal law. Homeless hate crimes bills are moving through the legislature of six states, which are Maryland, California, Massachusetts, Nevada, Texas, and Florida. With this bill, it will bring justice to the many homeless people who have been attacked. Mental illness and easy targets aren't the only reason homeless people are marginalized in the U.S. There's much more, but bringing awareness to this can make a difference. We all have bad days, we all have hearts, we're all human. So why are we treating people who don't have homes or jobs like they aren't humans? We will continue to see them on park benches, at bus stops, and on streets, but instead of trying to avoid them this time, maybe help him or her out today. It really makes a difference.